This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks again to Chris Carter. Outstanding as always. Let's run through a number of topics. Rapid fire. So the Harris campaign is reaching out to the Haley group, right? Part of the Never Trumpers. And Kamala, I don't know if Kamala directly or supporters are reaching out to Nikki Haley. That's not happening, right? You know, I get it. They're both women. They don't agree at all politically, Dave. Nikki Haley and the vice president, if you lined up like the 20 most important issues in the country,
lockstep,
no. How does not close on almost every single one sound? Now, that's just a knowledge. She's a lefty. She's more left than Joe Biden. She just is. And so she's not Josh Shapiro. She's not Annie Beshear. And she has a better chance than Joe Biden. I stand by that. Do you stand by that?
Yes.
I think Joe was done. He was not winning. And his words yesterday, if you just read the text of him yesterday, it was very magnanimous. It was appropriate. But he also didn't look good at all.
Didn't sound great.
Didn't sound good either. And can you, again, no joy in this. None. Zero zilch. Can you imagine the Democrats holding their breath on that day after day after day after day? No. So get out of here with this all of a sudden. Kamala Harris and Nikki Haley voters are coming together.
Well, it was the Haley Never Trumpers, right? It was those that said, okay, I guess we have to vote for Joe Biden because we're definitely not voting for Donald Trump. So how many is there throughout the country? Not probably enough to, you know, turn any state, obviously. But
again, if it's somebody who's a center-left person, if it's Shapiro as an example or is Beshear, yeah, but they're, so these folks are Republicans who are repelled by Trump and his complete lack of character. And I get the character over party debate, but don't you want to find somebody who at least is a little close to you on political issues?
You do, but if you've got a group out there who are Republicans and are, as you said, repelled by the Republican nominee, yeah, you got to reach out. Come on, join the camp. You might, you know, you might flip back to Republican in 2028. You most likely will, but for now, join the team. Let's see what we can do.
Good luck. King Charles gets a $60 million pay raise because William brought in $30 million income. I feel better that Chuck gets the raise.
That
don't
is
you?
Nice. The family has really been struggling financial lately. I think that's why they had to get rid of Harry. They just couldn't do it anymore. Harry, you got to go get a real job, all right? Get something going with Netflix because we can't afford you anymore.
Southwest breaks with the 50-year tradition and will assign seats. How many times have you flown Southwest?
Once.
Once. I bet I've 15 times for me, more often years and years ago. As someone who wants to get in the tube last, that's me. Fly with me. If you fly with me, you get on ahead of me almost every single time. Outside boy. I don't send Q on there. When Q and I show, okay, Quinny, you go. I'll get you in a little bit. So Q, of course, significant others, they get on ahead of me. I'm not afraid of flying. I just don't understand in any way. Well, I do. Okay, I should backpedal a bit. I do. Because you're cheapskates. Because you want to jam your steamer trunk into the overhead because you want to pay for the luggage.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
That's right.
You want to put your, you're in seat 27C, but you get down there. Hey, this one above the 12 is available. I'll put this in the overhead even though I'm in 27. I think if you do that, you're automatically thrown off the plane. Literally, you're thrown off the plane.
Before it goes in the air or after?
When it's about 50 miles an hour.
Okay. You're still taxiing, but you're starting to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked the Southwest
sprint.
Get in line.
Sprint for your seat?
Yeah, you find your zone and then you get on. What I liked is during the...
Can you elbow them out? You know, it's like you're boxing out for a rebound or something like that?
Yeah, I think you could do that. But, I mean, with Southwest, if you're flying from MSP, there's a very likely chance you're going to have a layover somewhere as people get off the plane, the new people get on. When we could stay on the plane, hey, you get to move seats. I'm in row 20. All of a sudden, 90% of the people are getting off.
Yeah.
I'm staying on this plane. I'm moving up to row 2. Look at that.
I'm talking to a guy who didn't want to spend $10 to sit with his wife on a flight to L.A. So who am I talking to right now?
I booked flights just last week. I paid $23 a seat to save those seats. And
wow.
We're checking one bag. One bag for the two of us, that's plenty. We don't need to check two, honey.
I can't imagine how big the bag is that you bring on the plane. Okay, here's another airline story. IndiGo is a low-cost airline based in India. Of course, you knew that, Dave. You're big on airlines in India.
Oh, they've got great food.
Women now can request to not sit next to a man on this airline. So I don't know how often they're listening to us in Bangladesh. By the way, you can podcast us.
We're available.
Chad Hartman Show. We'd love you in Bangladesh.
You're big in New Delhi.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done with my two cities. Will a U.S. Airlines try this in the next 10 years? Women are allowed to specify they don't want to sit next to a man.
No.
You don't think they'll do that?
No.
I wouldn't be shocked if that should an airlines offer that as an option. It's basically saying all men are pigs.
Yeah.
Is what you we don't trust a man. They're all pigs.
There'll be over that 4-hour flight, they'll just be hitting on you constantly. Can I buy you another one of those teeny little liquor bottles, hon?
Toots.
Yes.
Hey, sugar.
I don't think it will happen. I wouldn't be shocked if it did, but no, I don't think so. I don't think the PR would be very good.
Could it be good, though? Where you're saying, we're thinking of you. We are thinking of you. It's very prejudicial towards men.
It is.
Yeah. And by the way, plenty of men live up to it, sadly. Not one. It'd have to be really small. I mean, how many really small carriers do we have left? Right now, you just get chewed up. Well, the way this week is developed for Delta, will they be a small carrier by next week?
Maybe there'll be a new airline to open up business. Gals only.
What if we had sections? You know, we used to have the smoking section, which is the dumbest thing ever. It'd be like rows 12 through 18. Like the smoke would
light them up.
Like the smoke would stop. Not going to get to row 11. Not going to get to row 19. Yes or no? StylesFinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. Do you think we should have an airlines here in the States where you're a female and you book your flight and you should say, I want to book this seat and I do not want to sit next to a man? Do you think we should have that as an option? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I still want to see this guy. Steve?
Steve Miller, you'd be in?
I would. Among the serious topics that we didn't get to, Adam did, though, the blame parents who reacted just awful abuse at a daycare center. And he had on Representative Nolan West, whose daughter, Sybil, was among the children abused. Just grotesque. And how we all, if we're in this position, select a place and you believe that it's right, and how much money everybody pays, what is the right amount of regulation, what is excessive regulation, what a camera show you, what a camera's not show you. It's a pretty dramatic change, by the way. Your time.
I forgot Jason was out.
Yeah.
There's no canopy.
It's grotesque. It is just grotesque.
The interview with the representative.
Yeah.
I go back and listen to that.
Check it out.
It was, I was welling up in tears talking about, you know, the marks that he and his wife saw on their daughter and would, you know, take the explanation and, you know, going, obviously looking in hindsight.
Yep.
2020. But
would we all jump in sooner? Did they jump in quick enough? I mean, you don't want to overreact.
Yeah.
Because you want your child to be there, but
and things do
your
happen.
Default is normally because a child could fall.
Mm-hmm.
But when it becomes a pattern, and listen, the risks. I have a special needs son, right? That's going to be a part of my life forever. And I mean, people are making only so much money. They're paying. They need something that's convenient. It's just so hard. How much those folks are getting paid? And sadly, there's evil everywhere. Not constantly, not everyone, but you want to believe at a child care center. This is your job. I'm going to take care of young kids, and they're still just villainous individuals. Awful.
Yeah.
Just absolutely awful. Let's get to some of the texts here. Somebody wants to know why we didn't talk about Robert Kennedy. We've talked about Robert Kennedy many times. He's way too into conspiracies for me, including as the father of a son with autism, his repugnant, insulting comments about vaccines and autism when the Wakefield study has been proven over and over and over and over again that it was a lie and that he'll still toss that out there occasionally. Get out of there. Do I want more candidates? I do. I love many. That doesn't mean I have to agree with every other one. But I'm sure it'll come up. Somebody ranked the top Vikings wide receivers. Here, because we had Chris Carter on for two lengthy segments, podcasted. He was great as always. Randy Moss 1, Ahmad Rashad 2, Chris Carter 3, Justin Jefferson 4, John Gilliam 5, Gene Washington 6. Get out of here. Get out of here with this. It's Moss 1, Carter 2, probably Anthony Carter 3.
Yeah.
Ahmad Rashad 4, and JJ, I guess, is 5th now. And who knows where JJ finishes.
Yeah, he's climbing.
But you know, I'm in the Ricey category. Anthony Carter, for some reason, does not get enough attention. I'm a full-figured gentleman. I would pay extra not to sit by a man. Yeah, seriously. Can I have the petite person? Let's see. I fly alone a lot. Never trouble sitting next to a man and have him bother me. There have been a few times I'd rather not have to sit by the female I'm next to, though. I personally don't care if I sit by a man, but if the airlines are willing to accommodate this and someone's more comfortable because of it, go for it. What if like this? I mean, here's a guy like Cook who doesn't want to talk to anybody in a plane. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Cook just opening up a vein and talking a lot?
Exactly what I was going to say. I don't care who I sit next to as long as they don't talk to me.
Yeah, here's the deal. An hour in, we all get to push a button. Do you want the person next to you? They have to move seats. And now if they have their family and kids, they're out. But if they're solo, they have to go.
I think you get to hit the call light. The flight attendant shows up. Can I help you? Yeah, tell them to shut up for the next 2 hours. I'd appreciate that.
No, that's 2 hours in. 2 hours in. You miss your window. Thinking, that's what she's. But what is the one thing they have to follow? Hey, could he go brush his teeth? How about this? Hey, can I get his number? I mean, all sorts of requests. Heinze, the legend John Heinze is next. Enjoy the afternoon. R&D for me tomorrow, and it won't be fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.